All right, welcome to the After Action Review. I'm your host, Rod Rodriguez, and this is literally take three for me and my guest, the CEO of TriShield Integrated Security, as well as a security expert, McNeely Royal. McNeely, thanks for joining me today. And I got to tell you, the whole reason I wanted to do this podcast was because I was very interested in cybersecurity. And I'm wondering if the bad guys aren't trying to keep us from talking now.
I know, right? Thanks for having me again. Stop it, guys. Quit it. Seriously.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? Like,
so it's gremlins, man.
And it's not like, okay, and by the way, I just got a thumbs up that we're good.
Awesome.
So we just finished talking for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And it wasn't streaming. So the first time, and we're going to jump into why we're talking in a minute, but the first time you and I had a podcast chat, it was on my old laptop that caught the Afghan crud. I blame the Taliban. I'm going to blame the Taliban.
We were on the dirty net.
We were on the dirty net.
VPN?
Yeah, they got in there and they did their nonsense. They jihaded my my hard drive.
They went digital jihad on you.
A little digital jihad. And then just now, it said we were streaming and we were good, but apparently we were not good. So there's that. So that brings us to this conversation, Mr. Royal, Mr. McNeely Royal. Like I said, you are the CEO of TriShield Integrated Security and a security expert. And the reason I wanted to talk to you today was because of the headlines. I woke up a couple of days ago to something called WannaCry. And at first I was like, well, what is going on here? What is the world coming to? WannaCry, ransomware, and then people were pointing at North Korea. I didn't know what to make of it, and I kind of sat in that nice little comfort zone of, well, at least it's not me. So could you tell me a little bit about what is WannaCry?
Okay. So other than making you want to cry, literally, or die, yeah. So anyway, ransomware is malware. It's a different form of malware that prevents you from not just – the individual, but also business, so computer or device, it basically prevents you from accessing the system in general. It halts you from doing anything. So kind of like on Jurassic Park, the first one, going back, date myself a little bit.
Okay.
So when that system admin guy, the dude with the glasses that took the DNA embryos, he put up a little...
Newman. You're talking about Newman.
Newman, yeah, the Newman guy, the Newman character. So anyway, he halted the system by putting up code that he had anybody, someone else had to have the actual password. So in this case, it's not passwords. It's money they want. So the individual that is the black hat hacker, they were able to basically form this type of malware that brings all your information on your computer into a nice little treasure chest for them, for you to pay them in bitcoins or alternative payments such as iTunes or Amazon gift cards. So if one, to give people an idea, one bitcoin is equivalent to $1,972. If you go on the currency exchange rate on Google, you'll find that out.
So bitcoin, really quick, is that made up currency that like you hear about, like
digital currency that is anonymous.
Okay.
That does not have any tracking aspect to it. Yes. So that would be easier for them because you can't track it. So anyway, they don't just want one Bitcoin. They typically want about 300 Bitcoins. So you're looking at $59,183. Sorry, $31.
That's insane. So wait a minute. So what you're saying, wait. So these guys, they're holding your computer hostage. You're holding your information hostage, right?
Your computer hostage, which in turn is all your information. So as an individual, all your photos, all your credit card transactions, all your favorites, your, if you got porn.
Oh, God forbid they hold that ransom. Damn you!
You know how many veterans will be so upset?
Oh, my God. That's enough to start a riot right there. You're like,
someone, small militia coming after you. But anyway, if you have a spreadsheet with your financials on it, if you're a small business and it has your financials on it, your vendors that you utilize, that you collaborate with,
right,
it'll hold that hostage.
So does this mean that they're seeing it? Did they see it, or are they just like encrypting it and nobody can get to it?
So what'll happen is you, the user, wherever you're at, whatever company you're with, doesn't matter where you're at, because the target is anybody. I'll go into that a little bit later. So anyway, you go onto a website. If your IT department or you yourself are very unsavvy on IT in general, okay, you go to a website, you click something, you click on an advertisement just on accident because you wanted to stop playing the video or audio, which drives us all nuts. And it sends you to a new page. Well, you could have just enacted that malware. You could have downloaded it and you don't know it. And it really stinks. It could also be that hyperlink in your email. It could be the attachment in your email, because you might see it as, oh, hey, this is a PDF that I need to look at, because black hat hackers can hijack your email before you get it and then release it then you get it. So you have to do your due diligence to allow your antivirus to basically sniff around your entire computer, your Microsoft Outlook, your Yahoo Mail, your Gmail, and let it do its determination and analyze it. So that way it can say, hey, this is a problem. Don't do it. What do you want me to do? Do you want me to remove it? Do you want me to clean it or to leave it alone? Me personally, I'd say, yeah, discard it, remove it, come on. So just to give people an idea, there's numerous reports out there. I've already looked on. Me personally, I don't look at the U.S. reports. I look at around the world. So I looked at some U.K. news outlets. They've been reporting around 300,000 computers were infected with this. India reported 10,000 organizations were affected with this. However, 200,000 individuals in over 150 countries. Yes, that's a drop in a bucket, but that can easily spread. Yes, the 22-year-old security researcher hit the kill switch, found the kill switch. It slowed it down. But guess what? There's already a new version out there.
So am I understanding you correctly then that all those hours I've spent clicking through the DoD cyber awareness class, I should have been paying attention?
Yes. And like I said before, on round three, or round two, actually, as a former security manager, but also a special security officer, we enforce regulations and policies and provide training, which is what you went through and other veterans went through, or not just veterans, but also DOD personnel, mm-hmm, DHS personnel, DOS personnel, all of them. Doesn't matter what level you're at, you all get that training. And that's on classifications, the whole nine yards, IT, security, operational security, what to talk about, what not to talk about, what to put on social media, what not to put on social media. I mean, like when we've deployed, we don't talk about certain things. I go play in the sandbox. What are you talking about? You know, things like that. I keep it simple, but try not to allude to anything.
Right.
But yes, you have to be schooled. Everybody needs schooled up on cybersecurity. There's websites out there, government websites like the FBI, DHS. Right. All they have to do is go on Google and type in cybersecurity awareness plus DHS or FBI. And FBI has actually a scam list out there that tells people what to stay away from, watch out for.
So how do I stop? So as a non-computer, I'm not the most savvy person with computers. I know my way around. And I think most veterans are familiar enough that they can get a way around. They know how to get on the Google tubes, on the Libro de Cara, the Book of the Faces. We can do those kinds of things. But when it comes to, like you said, you know, Newman, that guy. Yeah, I remember that scene. when it comes to that level of familiarization expertise, it's definitely outside of our comfort zone. Mm-hmm. I can see where a small business, especially a small business, an entrepreneur with clients or sales receipts, or, you know, maybe they're like me where their entire business mm-hmm. is held together by that laptop. Like something happens to the laptop,
you're done.
You're donezo. Mm-hmm. If you get the old ransomware, if you tell somebody, you could potentially lose future business. People might see you as being, you know, vulnerable, despite the fact like they won't see it as a learning opportunity.
Right.
Your clients could see that as, you screwed me, I'm out.
Yep. And that's society.
So, you know, if you don't say anything, so I can see like a small business scrounging whatever they could. Mm-hmm. Hey, these guys, leave me alone, unlock my computer, get me get my information, and then burn it and maybe get another computer or something like that. But that affects the numbers mm-hmm. of the affected that we know of, right? So the numbers we see right now aren't the true numbers of affected users.
Correct, because you have to report them. And on top of that, we don't know how – like they were estimating more to be reported once Monday hit, because it happened on the weekend. What happens during the weekend? No one's on a computer at work. They're all powered down, or they're going through routine maintenance. And through that routine maintenance, they may have not picked up that patch yet, and it's still just sitting there. And then when everything reboots, when it's initiated that sequence for the ransomware to be enacted. So what happens when everybody logs in on Monday morning at 09 with their cup of coffee? Like, I just got a case of the Mondays even more.
Yeah, well, your case of the Mondays could end up like I've got a case of the bankruptcy.
Yeah,
I have a case of the going out of business.
Exactly. So to help prevent that, patch or update your computer systems, all of them, regardless of what operating system and brand you have. Macs, they are vulnerable.
See, I was about to ask you about the Macs, man. Because I was told, if you get a Mac, you're good.
Nope.
Touch you, no viruses. You get to ride the Steve Jobs train to glory, right?
The training that I've been going through for CompTIA and EC Council and all that, they even said, and it's funny because they're like, and yes, if you're an Apple lover, they are still they're still vulnerable. I've been preaching that since I went through I was going through computer science class back in 2000, and I had to go through Mac and PC class. I'm like, okay, this could be fun. When I had the Mac class, I told the lady or the professor, I was like, Macs are the devil. She's like, hold your tongue. I was like, okay. And this is at the time of, I think it was operating 9.10, OS 9 and 10. I think it was Lion.
Okay.
Or Snow Lion or something like that. Anyway, that so they're trying to do the dual operating systems. They could flip back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Day later, everything crashed. And she's like, okay, you could say it. And I was like, Macs are the devil.
Well, I got a Mac thinking I was good, and I think that's where my false sense of security came from. When you – it's not just the Mac issue. I think that Americans – maybe not Americans. Maybe it's a human issue. You know, you wake up and you see bad things happen to other people.
Yeah.
We see all the time natural disasters. Oh, we're watching the news and we're like, a tornado struck. Sucks to be them. Tsunami.
Yeah.
Sucks to be you guys. But then when it happens to you, it's a different story. So I felt really kind of detached from the ransomware. Mm-hmm. But what kind of brought it home for me was I kind of started thinking about, well, how would that have affected me?
Right.
You know, when I started to read what ransomware was, how it worked, I realized, you know, what's on my laptop right now? If I suddenly got locked out,
mm-hmm.
what would I be missing out on? I would be missing all of my family's photos. Mm-hmm. I'd be missing all of my software that I use to do editing. I'd be out by spreadsheets. I would be out beyond the value of the hardware.
Mm-hmm.
That information is 4 or 5 times more valuable than my hardware.
Mm-hmm.
The scary jump to that was, what if it affected my phone?
All right.
I think we live in a day and age now where you probably have more on your phone than you do on your laptop.
Right. Because guess what's on us 24/7? Well, not 24, but
it's connected. Yeah, it's connected to the system all the time.
Yep.
Now, I know some people will turn on their the airplane mode before they go to sleep. I'm not one of those people. Mm-hmm. I like to wake up and see all my messages, you know, everything. I don't want to turn it on and then down because I'm lazy like that. Like I can't possibly spare 10 seconds.
Right.
But if that type of attack were to happen to cell phones,
mm-hmm.
I think maybe the reaction would have been different.
Yeah, because your cell phone's also your GPS. It's also your Google search on what's the nearest location for a restaurant. Where you make donations or you made a credit card payment on the fly. You made your credit card payment for a flight. You're looking at your flight itinerary. What if a black hat hacker got a hold of your flight itinerary and made it for them instead of you? And you are a doctor that's trying to get to a location that you need to do an operation on.
Hey, that brings us to that story you were telling me about. Can you walk me through that?
This is the gravity of how ransomware can hurt you, because it's affecting businesses and individuals, businesses like healthcare, manufacturing, oil, gas, electricity, technology, food and beverage, education, and so on. So basically everything and everyone, because there's no target. It doesn't care. On the BBC, I was tooling around on there and saw that a individual who's a business owner, he deals in ice cream, actually, I believe. And yeah, all right. So he was due for an open heart surgery on Saturday morning. Well, that hospital got nailed with ransomware. All their files, everything, according to the website, was all seized up. So his open heart surgery, don't know if it was critical or not. I would think so. Was halted. So North Korea, if they are at fault, like everybody's stating, they now have that on their hands for someone possibly being dead. And if that's an individual that did that instead of a nation, that could be an international murder.
So this could, I mean, something is silly, and I'm not really silly because when you think about it, I mean, money is not silly, but the ramifications of this ransomware, like you just said, this is a person's life.
Yeah.
If this affected DoD systems,
yeah.
I mean, if this caused a plane to go down or a Humvee to, you know, lose contact with the rest of the convoy, mm-hmm. they get attacked. That's an act of war.
Yeah. And on top of it, not just that, if you look at transportation systems over in Europe, I loved Europe because of the transportation systems. Mm-hmm. What if you are on the inner city express, like over in Germany, you're going about 150 miles an hour and they can't control anything and you're still running and you're running out of track. So, literally, that movie that we've seen is called, I don't know what the name of it. It's like Runaway Train or something like that.
Yeah.
But you can take control of things like that and lock them out. And now no one has any control over that, not just there, but also on the roadway systems. You can cause panic in that manner. Like you were saying with airplanes, it could be the control towers. And they're all electronic nowadays, unless they're doing prop flights. You got two engines or a single engine. So you have a lot of things that will be affected, and it's really creepy, and it sucks because of the fact that we are really dependable on the internet. The Internet of Things is really, really great. If you look at a house nowadays, you have smart homes. You can run up someone's bill. You can cause someone not to be able to pay their mortgage, and they are then put up for sale. and they can't do anything about it, and they're on foreclosure now, and it affects their credit.
So what happened when you wake up? You have the big red screen of death. You've been ransomwared.
With that big old lock.
Big old lock. Do I fill up the tub, throw my laptop in there? Do I get a priest? What do I do?
Yeah, no voodoo. No priest or anything like that.
Doesn't work that well.
Sorry. Don't get the guy from The Exorcist. What you need to do is contact your nearest IT professionals, and especially if you're an individual. And if they can't resolve the issue, ask them for recommendations. If anything, go ahead and contact us at the phone number is 888-800-3430. Email is info@trishieldsecurity.com, all one word. And we can assist with small businesses, mid-sized businesses. The best way for us to go about assisting in that manner would be collaborating with their IT departments or IT firms that they're using as second or third hand, because they know the infrastructure better than us. We'll be hopping right in. We won't know. Time is of the essence. And the first thing we'll be asking, do you guys have all backups? And every individual in the world should be doing backups on their computer systems. So that way that stuff is not locked up and you can go ahead and re-image your entire computer and see if that works. And just go ahead and put it back in. What I normally do for a backup is I do two things. I'll either have it on disks, CDs or DVDs as much as I can, or I'll put it on an external hard drive and throw it into the safe or into a drawer and keep it disconnected from the computer until I need to back it up again. That way I don't have it constantly connected and then it can potentially get seized up. So those are the best things to do. But again, if there's a company out there that it has this happen to them, they can reach out to us. We can collaborate with their IT and we can go from there, and we keep it simple.
All right. Well, Mr. McNeely, Royal, I want to thank you for your expertise on this field. And I want to apologize for the numerous technical difficulties we have encountered throughout this recording, throughout this podcast. Definitely unprecedented.
So it's gremlins, man.
It is the gremlins, like no one else's business.
I'm going to have to VPN the hell out of my computer systems at home now.
We were talking about the fact that this is, that was the third time.
Yeah, this is 3.5.
This is 3.5. We've tried to do this several times, but
it's all good.
It's all good, man. It's part of the learning process, right? So, hey, man, thanks again for everything. And I will talk to you very soon when the next computer crisis occurs.
Eureka. Fun times. All right, man. Take care. Thank you.
All right. I want to thank my guest, McNeely Royal, CEO of TriShield Integrated Security, for joining me on this podcast. Technology is something we need to take very seriously because it is the crux of just about every single one of our small businesses. Whether you're doing a podcast with a $6,000 mic and a $4,000 laptop, or if you're shooting funny videos on your cell phone, technology is pretty much the bedrock of your business. And your laptop, your computer, your desktop, your cell phone, it's going to have very sensitive information, not just about you, but about your customers as well, or your clients or whoever. So make sure you're taking your security seriously. When it's your business, I think we should definitely go beyond clicking through our cybersecurity awareness thing. Now it's our butts are on the line. So make sure you're taking it seriously and you're updating your security for your computers, your patches, all that great stuff. All the stuff that Mr. Royal suggested that you do. One of the things that I'm starting to do is turning my phone off to airplane mode, cut off the Wi-Fi, and actually powering down my laptop. at night. So that way it's not hooked up to anything while I'm asleep. And a little peace of mind goes a long way. Before I wrap it up, I want to talk about these guys. Zero Foxtrot, I want to have a interview with you. So if you know who the CEO of these amazing mugs are, Zero Foxtrot, tell him to get a hold of me. I've been trying to. Man, hard person to get a hold of. So now I'm reaching out to the After Action Review fan base. Find this person. Tell them to email me at rodrodriguez@theaarpodcast.com. I would love to sit down and talk with you. I love these mugs, man. I've got like six of these things. These mugs are fantastic. They're handmade. They got these badass logos on. This one is my personal favorite paid to play. Got myself a nice little contractor style mug. T-shirts are great. They're not paying me to say any of this, by the way. I firmly believe that if it's a good product, I want to talk about it because you deserve a good product as well. Another thing is I don't want free stuff. I don't believe in just taking free stuff, especially from another veteran-owned business. Sponsorships are different. That's a business deal between me and you. But honestly, these are great products. And if you've got a great product, I'm going to pay for a great product. And there's a couple of other coffee companies out there I'm looking at because I like my K-Cup. I like my coffee in the morning. In fact, I have some coffee in here right now. I'm drinking. It's really good. So anyways, Zero Foxtrot, I want to talk to you. And that does it for this podcast. Thank you so much for watching and sticking around. We had some technical issues, but you know what? That's going to happen. Again, it comes back down to technology. Technical issues will happen. The worst internet is still better than no internet. So again, I want to thank McNeely Royal for being my guest. And thank you for your patience and your viewership. Thank you so much. All right, guys, that's it. That does it for me and the After Action Review. I will see you all at the next episode.